This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982 when inflation hit 7.6%. The mask mandate debate continues, yet nearly a dozen states are dropping the mandate as Americans are saying no more. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox News.
We're seeing the rest of the country also come around us because it's time to get back to normal. It's time to empower parents. And I am so excited that Virginia is leading in a bipartisan way to give parents the power to choose.
Science has revealed the least affected age group to COVID-19 are the children. Yet the CDC still demands kids be masked in schools. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The White House is taking heat for willfully allowing drug addicts to continue their spiral downward.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to play cleanup on Wednesday when asked about $30 million in taxpayer money used to supply smoking kits to addicts, including crack pipes.
Part of the kit, or were they removed in response to this reporting and this pushback?
They were never part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear.
However, the original article in the Washington Free Beacon quoted the Department of Health and Human Services, which specifically mentioned crack pipes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Ukrainian border conflict, Afghanistan, rising inflation, the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, gasoline costs, and the chaos at the Mexican border. President Biden's performance in the White House continues to turn off Americans. The president's approval rating is now at 39%, with 54% giving him a thumbs down. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The drug fentanyl is a leading cause of death of Americans ages 18 to 45. The Drug Enforcement Agency's Operation Overdrive is an attempt to keep China from making ingredients used in fentanyl from getting into Mexico. Kentucky Republican Representative Brett Guthrie last night on Newsmax weighs in.
It's important that members of Congress, members of the administration, the vice president, to go to the border and not go to the border and get some whitewashed presentation, but really see what's happening. Talk to border agents, and they told me when I was there in the El Paso sector, that building the wall and stopping the Remain in Mexico policy would not only stop the flow of illegal immigration across the border, but also stop the flow of illicit fentanyl coming across the border. Because as I think I said on the show before, you can put fentanyl in a water bottle and hand it to a migrant and say, this is part of your passage for getting across. So one, we absolutely need to put pressure on China and leverage on China to keep ingredients from coming into Mexico. 70% of the overdose deaths in Kentucky in 2020 were from illicit fentanyl. And so Kentucky's a border state. Every community is a border community. If we don't stop the flow, and just yesterday, the Democrats refused to permanently make illicit fentanyl illegal. They did put it in their continuing resolution or budget bill or to kick the can down the road to March 11th. But we're pushing to do it permanently.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Megan Barth coming on, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing really well, Bill. It's been an extraordinarily busy week in the news and with the Nevada Globe. That means primary season is here, and the primaries are right around the corner.
It's the season. I'll tell you what, though, one of my highlights was, I think yesterday I saw this video of these kids, probably, I think, third graders, maybe fourth graders in Israel. And the teacher told them, says, you don't have to wear your mask. The outright instantaneous jubilation from these young kids was so refreshing and encouraging. And I thought, wow, you know, this is happening in Israel. Where is America? What happened to our kids?
Well, exactly. And what we've done, and that we, I certainly aren't part of the tyrannical medical industry that we're under right now, specifically with this administration and Fauci. But the absolute child abuse, quite frankly, that we've witnessed over the last 2 years, kids have a 99.98% chance of surviving this virus. We understand now, and we understood then, that masks do not protect you from a virus. And yet we have political science at play here, not
exactly.
Medical science.
Not exactly.
We now understand that there's a unison, near unison, of Democratic governors from across the country that are suddenly lifting their mask mandates, not only on kids, but on the rest of their constituency. But they're giving arbitrary dates again. And this is what this virus has been all about. Outside of instilling fear and behavioral modification and mass psychosis on the masses, what we've witnessed are these arbitrary dates. Gavin Newsom of California says they'll remove the mask mandate on February 15th. How is a date scientific? New Jersey governor says he'll lift the mandates on the 28th of this month. New York is lifting the mandates except on children. And then our governor here, Nevada Governor.
I mean, this is ridiculous, right? The least affected are still wearing masks. I mean, that's absurd. It's just absurd on its face.
And Governor Sisolak of Nevada is making a statement today at 10 a.m. Pacific time. He's expected to lift the mask mandate. Now, I don't know if that's going to apply to children or not. He never indicates what he's going to talk about. But he's going to, again, do the conference virtually. Because I guess he's still afraid of the virus, even though he's been triple vaxxed and boosted. Well, according to what he says, anyway. But Randi Weingarten, she is the head of the largest teachers union, the NEA, in the country. She, I believe, was on CNN or MSNBC or one of the echo chambers of the left. And she said that she wants to continue to mask children until there's zero COVID. That simply is not possible.
Right.
I mean, this is what Australia is also demanding of their citizens, is zero COVID. I mean, they locked down a whole entire, I think it was Victoria, if I'm not mistaken, in Australia because there was one case. You cannot simply eliminate a virus because a virus mutates. And we've gone through all these different mutations of this virus. The quote-unquote vaccine, which is not a vaccine, was developed specifically for the original COVID-19 virus, not for Omicron, not for Delta. And we know this. And yet Reingarten, who has an enormous amount of power within the Democrat Party, basically said that if it was her policy and her choice, she would continue to implement through union power. And remember, the unions are never about the kids. They're about the union. They would continue to implement masks until there was zero COVID.
Like we've ever had zero flu? Has there ever been zero flu? And even if you compare the numbers of COVID and the flu is still much more dangerous. As you said, we're talking 0.2% here that these kids are in jeopardy. And I haven't seen an analysis on the school teachers and how they've been affected to even put that in proper perspective compared to a flu season. But, you know, here we are. And it's quite interesting. I think we need to come down to the bottom line of all this, Megan, is at the end of the day, this educational system is terrible. We rank 27th for all the money that we've invested for public education. We're not getting our money's worth. And you have leadership that wants to continue to dumb down our kids. We have got to take control of our educational system again, one more time, get them out of there. They have no reason, you know, to be in control. They've demonstrated a grave irresponsibility and danger to our children and the whole process. How much more do we need to be subjected to?
Well, and I think if we look for a silver lining, during this insanity that we have, you know, most of us have survived in the last 2 years, it is that the exposure of the underbelly of the education system and parents finally saw that through their Zoom classes and virtual learning classes when schools were shut down, what exactly is being taught to these children. And that is why we have an entire rising up in this country of madder-than-hell parents of all political persuasions that are showing up to school board meetings that used to be empty, and they're packing the halls. There are standing room only at most of these school board meetings. We have school boards being overthrown by parents who never thought that they would be political but ran for school board and won. In a suburb of New York City, they overthrew the whole entire school board from deranged leftists and put in constitutional conservatives. We see this also in Texas and many states and small cities across the country. The largest election on education was Governor Youngkin.
Yes.
And Governor Youngkin specifically ran on education and parental choice and student choice and educational opportunity and educational excellence. And Democrats voted for him. Suburban housewives voted for him. Independents voted for him. People of color of all creeds and backgrounds voted for him and gave him the win over Terry McAuliffe, who was campaigned for by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all of the leaders, quote-unquote leaders, of the Democrat Party stumped for Terry McAuliffe. And Terry McAuliffe got bumped.
Yep. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That was clear and evident. And the other thing organically that's happening, Megan, as you go across the country, is the kids themselves. They're collecting signatures. They're going to public meetings. They're confronting their teachers and the administrations to the schools to which they attend to say, look, we're not going to wear masks. If you kick us out, that's fine. But you see all this stuff, this organic movement that's taking place. And as you so rightly said, it's not science, it's political science. That's what we're following, and that's what has us in this mess. And the Democrats are trying to find an exit to make themselves look good. And we'll talk more about what Hakeem Jeffries had to say about our president. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of ministry, we marvel how God chose to use a small radio ministry in Pennsylvania to spread the gospel around the world. And we are grateful for the privilege to participate in God's grand scheme for His children. The Tide Diamond Vision propels us into the coming years. The ultimate and most important facet of that vision is glorify. We are committed to maintaining a God-honoring culture that encompasses all who engage with the Tide Ministry through encouragement, prayer, and financial support, including our board of directors, staff, volunteers, and ministry partners. We will continue to share ministry impact through communications that glorify God. Our events and functions will be structured to celebrate what God is doing and to worship Him. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to glorify God by pointing people to Him and giving Him all the credit, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
I got a memo to President Biden here. America's not waiting for your State of the Union to declare how you and the Dems saved us from COVID. Hakeem Jeffries spoke yesterday, and just praising the president, saying that it was his leadership that has led us to the light and has redeemed us from COVID. Are you picking kidding me? I mean, the audacity, the arrogance, and I guess the tomfoolery of it all in thinking, Megan Barth, that America is too stupid, that we don't see that more people have died under this president's watch than the previous president, and that he's absolutely messed this up so bad, even the polling. That's the one thing. They can work on voter fraud, and they can juxtapose all the ballots they want, but when it comes to people's opinion, it's down there. And even when they put a finger on the scale to try to, you know, offer some sort of balance to it, you know, they don't have enough fingers to do it. You know, they're beyond the use of all their elbows to try to tip the scales into make a silk purse out of a sow's ear here.
I've never heard that expression before, but that's good.
You've never heard that? Okay.
No. When you look at the numbers, you're absolutely right, and these are approximate. Under Donald Trump, there were, quote-unquote, 300,000 deaths due to COVID or COVID-related symptoms. When you look at, and only 5% of those reported deaths are from COVID only. The rest of those deaths had 4 to 5 comorbidities aligned and diagnosed with the COVID diagnosis.
Yeah, and you might include, Megan, you might include in that comorbidity a runaway truck. Because
right.
Like the physician said, this, yeah, right. And yeah, that's you can put that into the comorbidity, and they come back and say, oh, well, he died of COVID. Well, it's simple. That, you know, people do that which they get rewarded for. So here you have these hospitals that have been turned upside down, and they're given the option. Okay, if you assign this as a COVID death and a COVID-related service, then in a death in particular, you're talking $39,000 per head. Okay, if it's somebody just came in and get run over, well, you know, significantly less than $39,000. So what do you think they're going to do?
Right, and this is called graft and profitization off of people's lives. And this is what happens when the government starts to control your medicine. They start to give out these quote-unquote freebies and these grants and these reimbursements specifically, you know, for COVID. And, of course, hospitals that were struggling before are the first to take some of these government monies. And then you look at Joe Biden's presidency. You have over 500,000 deaths, nearing 600,000, and the Hakeem Jeffries study did a great job with twice as many COVID deaths. And so Hakeem's rhetoric might work well for the uneducated in his borough that continue to vote for people like Hakeem Jeffries simply because he has a D behind his name. But that doesn't work for a majority of Americans. And the majority of Americans who believe that Joe Biden is doing a disastrous job or who are over COVID, near 70%. We were saying offline that there is always a 30% amount of Americans who just believe that the Democrats can do no wrong. And of that 30%, some of them have no opinion. And so, again, we're dealing with an uneducated populace. We're dealing with an ideologically blind populace when it comes to Democrat support. And when the Democrats started operating after they stole the election in November as though they had a mandate, that is what bit them in the butt. They do not have a mandate. They have never had a mandate. And so this whole fiat type of rule that we've been witness to, whether it's they want to overtake and federalize our elections, they continue to open our borders, they're going to mandate vaccines. They're going to use the federal government as basically brown coats to come after those who are unvaccinated. That isn't working. And the last point is we are seeing an enormous amount of pressure on our neighbors to the north, which will affect us here. And that pressure specifically comes from the Freedom Convoy.
Yes.
What the truckers have done have lit we're basically at an inflection point. They have caused Trudeau to back into a corner. He is looking completely feckless and reckless. No one's buying the narrative of the communist left anymore that anyone that disagrees with them is a racist. And now they've blocked a bridge between America and Canada, which is vital, and it's putting pressure on not only the Canadian government and the American government, but it is putting pressure on car manufacturers. And car manufacturers in Canada, Ford, GM, and I think Chrysler, if that's correct, I think it's Ford and GM, they've had to shut down shifts and shut down days because they can't get parts or ship products. And so now we have the big auto companies that are suffering because of this freedom convoy. And we're going to start to see changes in the forced vaccination of truckers. Because if there are no truckers, there isn't any food.
Yes. Yeah, you talk about a supply crisis. I mean, this takes it to a whole nother level. And also, Megan, I don't know if you're aware, but we've got two convoys getting ready to leave the West Coast and heading to D.C. You've got one in the north part of the country and one in the southern part, and they will meet in D.C. And so America is joining with the Canadian truckers to say enough of this nonsense. You see, this is what the Democrats are seeing, and this is why some of these governors are trying to move quickly and get in front of it so that they can claim some sort of plausible deniability or maybe even be so audacious as Hakeem Jeffries and claim like they're the champions of freedom by burning the mask and liberating us from this pandemic insanity. But the damage has been done. I maintain, Megan, the country is suffering from PTSD because of the mismanagement and what political science, as you said so rightly, not real science, but political science, has done to its constituency.
I have said this since probably a month into the pandemic, when you started to see the crazed behavior of Americans, where they were storming grocery stores, buying toilet paper. And I'm thinking, how in the hell is toilet paper going to help you from a virus? You should honestly be stocking up on food. I mean, if you really think that we are at this. And then as the pandemic wore on, I was traveling. I was the only one, honestly, on a plane half the time, maybe one of three people, the rest staff. I started seeing people wearing double masks. I saw people wearing goggles. I saw people wearing triple masks. And I thought, this is behavioral psychological modification.
Exactly.
At its worst. Mm. At its absolute worst. And this cure that has been prescribed by the government is worse than the virus. Because we have psychologically, emotionally, and cognitively damaged a whole segment of society.
And there's some states, like, for example, I was just reading this morning in New York, for example, 56% Megan, of the people today, they're upset and they want mandated vaccines in New York. What does that tell you about that state?
Well, all you have to do is look at the leadership of that state and you understand what it tells you about that state. They continue to elect socialists and communists to lead their state or lead their councils or lead their state legislature. And that's exactly what you're going to get. But what you also see in New York is a massive flight of New Yorkers getting out of that state.
Yeah,
so whoever's
exactly.
Left
good,
behind,
good point.
Yeah. Whoever's left behind, get your yellow stars, get your forced vaccination, get your myocarditis, whatever, and enjoy your controlled life. The rest of Americans want freedom.
Amen. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. And the financing law number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982 when inflation hit 7.6%. The mask mandate debate continues, yet nearly a dozen states are dropping the mandate as Americans are saying no more. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox News.
We're seeing the rest of the country also come around us because it's time to get back to normal. It's time to empower parents. And I'm so excited that Virginia is leading in a bipartisan way to give parents the power to choose.
Science has revealed the least affected age group to COVID-19 are the children. Yet the CDC still demands kids be masked in schools. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got our next guest, Brian Alekhani, an Iranian immigrant, is joining us to reveal his take on what he calls the real events of the Middle East. It's all in his controversial book titled Untethered, True Children of Cyrus. Brian, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
Excellent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing terrific. I'm looking forward to this conversation here when we talk about the real events of the Middle East, because I believe in the West, shamelessly, we're probably a bit too arrogant and we think we have a better understanding of thousands of years of history coming from a country that's, maybe all total 400 years old.
Exactly. Well, it's pretty close to 400 years, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm saying 400 since the pilgrims celebrated the first Christmas, because this last, the first Thanksgiving, because this past Thanksgiving was the celebration of the 400th, celebration of Thanksgiving. So 400 and a couple extra days or years possibly, depending on how you want to. But nonetheless, you get my point, is that you're talking thousands of years of history there in the Middle East. So tell us about your book, your thoughts on factors that have led to this Iranian Revolution of 1979.
Absolutely. I think 400 glorious years of America is worth 4,000 years. But the story is about an Iranian student and his sister who leave home to attend high school abroad. Shortly after they leave the country of origin, unforeseen events force the students to fend themselves for themselves in a foreign country while they witness their homeland self-destruct in a misguided, unstoppable revolution that slings it back to the dark ages. And then the book gives 10 factors that led to the Iranian Revolution of 1979. And one of those factors is Jimmy Carter's administration. And I call them inept administration in terms of foreign policies. So we're today living with the unintended consequences of their flawed foreign policies that led to this. There were allegations by some American writers, and there were records of financial records that Jimmy Carter actually funded the revolution, and he supported the Ayatollah, who shortly after he seized power took Americans hostage. That was embarrassing for me. And exactly. So those factors, one of them was, you know, Jimmy Carter, and there are 9 other factors. The readers have to read the book.
Yeah. Help people understand, you know, from your perspective, because this is your home country. What was it that Jimmy Carter? Wait, hang on. What was it that Jimmy Carter believed that caused him to turn his back on the Shah?
That's a great question. I mean, not only Jimmy Carter, the whole Western media, BBC, especially, had a leading role on that. Shah had quadrupled the prices of oil in 1973-74 time frame during the OPEC, and then that crippled the economy of the United Kingdom. It damaged the economy of the United States. Jimmy Carter always believed in human rights, and in his opinion, Shaw could have done a better job of human rights. And those factors, and the fact that he had bad advisors such as Cyrus Vance and Hamilton Jordan, and people like Brzezinski was probably the best one, and the worst of all was William Sullivan, the ambassador of the United States in Iran, who had a record, proven track record of losing every country he served. Those folks got the wrong information, gave Jimmy Carter wrong information. So he was not given correct information to help the situation. In fact, he defended the Ayatollah, that those Western media overnight turned him to turned his granite face to a Gandhi-like figure without reading his books. How horrible this man was. Some of the quotations of the quotations of Ayatollah Khomeini were comic. I mean, this man had one quotation that says, a university is not a university unless it's a university. In another quotation, he encourages men to have sexual interaction with infants. And so that's the level of atrocity and the damage that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that this is a model that we've seen happen before, and you're there in your country, and you're watching this insanity take place, and you're wondering what is going on. But this is what happens when outside influences come in, and they take over, and you have a regime change that is just, you know, probably so shocking for Iranians.
Exactly. I was here when the revolution happened. So this is one of the few books written by anybody who has witnessed a revolution from distance. And it is a different perspective, because if you're in that revolution, it's so chaotic, people don't have time to think what's right or wrong. I believe people who were not in Iran had a better view of what's going on in Iran, because they were not caught with surprise like the Iraq-Iran war or anything like that, and all the uprisings in the streets. So I witnessed it. When I left Iran, everything was rosy, cozy. It was a modern country. Shah was a progressive leader. And now we transitioned the country with, like you said, 4,000 years of history, 5,000 years of history. The oldest city in the world is in Iran, 9,000 years. We transitioned this country from our literacy corps to stoning women to death. That's the type of transition this country went through. And I witnessed that. Yes, I did witness that.
Yeah. Well, this is the story of totalitarian regimes, is it not? I mean, and it is seemingly, again, a consistent model that has taken place throughout the Middle East. And sometimes, sadly, what seems to be a common denominator is when the West gets their nose involved in something they don't understand. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement. The Islamic Revolution in Iran replaced the truth with deceit. Elegance got exchanged for clumsiness. Contention has overwritten, overrides harmony. The world, in my opinion, is declined deeply when a regime like that seized power and wrote its darkest pages in history. They have killed so many people since they seized power. Killing for them is like drinking water here. They don't have any empathy or any regard, any rationale for killing people.
Do you wonder what's wrong with the Western media, that they have failed to be the harbingers of the truth and to protect the innocent?
That's a great question. At the time of the revolution, the Western media wrongfully thought, I don't know what the agenda was, that they could become friends with Ayatollah. And they failed to understand his true nature. In order to do so, they should have read his books and quotations. And figure out who he is. Every time he gives a rocket, the Iranian government, we're in an equal negotiation. We're in a very tough spot. I mean, after losing a true ally like Shah, we have to kind of talk to the Saudis, and they have nurtured the biggest house of terrorists in the world, the 9/11 terrorists. They were all from Saudi Arabia. I don't trust that government. And then the Iranian government is worse than the Saudis. So we're in a very rough position right now. And then we're forced to negotiate with these bloodthirsty rulers of Iran. And they take the money, like the last time, and they buy rockets and they give them to the Palestinians, and the Palestinians launch them in Israel. It is not to the benefit of any American taxpayer and Iranian people when Israel gets bombed by those rockets.
Brian,
a single dollar was spent on the Iranian people. It was all spent on terrorism.
Exactly. Brian, author of the book Untethered, True Children of Cyprus. This is so rich in history and gives you a clearer understanding of what happened in regard to the Iranian Revolution and its impact on the region as well as the world. One final question here as we wrap up. Brian, if you'd be so kind, tell our audience where they can go for more information.
That's a good question. Go to Amazon, please, and type the True Children of Cyrus. That's the best way of finding it. The True Children of Cyrus. And it will come out with the author's name, Brian Alekhani. There is a Kindle version. There is a hard copy version. And the book has had a great rating by the people who read it. The story of the student and his sister are very compelling. And they will lock you to the chair because you don't know what's going to happen to their lives the next day. So it's almost like a movie. It's almost like a fiction.
Well, maybe coming to be a movie, no doubt, because it's so rich and it's a great story, Untethered. True Children of Cyrus, Brian Alekhani has been with us. Brian, thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Thanks, bye.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Etta Carol Bearer. She joins us now. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
How are the kids? I got to always check on the kids. You know that. We were exchanging photographs of the kids' creative style, and Evie has found out that cleaning products behind the kids, especially with their crayon projects, is an essential, isn't it?
Yep, we've got all, I have a 1.5-year-old, so we've got all the things up there so she can't get into things. But then it makes it that the parent can't get into the cleaning
right.
product stuff. So,
exactly.
And the kid somehow figures it out, and the parent doesn't, so...
Well, they're always a step ahead, and then wait till you get a little bit older, and then you're going to wonder, well, what's going on with my computer? And then they go and fix it for you,
Right, exactly.
they can handle all that technology. Well, let's talk about our first movie review for Christians, Death on the Nile.
Yeah, so Death on the Nile is actually coming out in theaters, and it has some very big actors to it, Kenneth Branagh and Gal Gadot. And it's based on an Agatha Christie mystery, those books mm-hmm. that were,
yes.
If you like murder mysteries, it's an Agatha Christie murder mystery. And they're on a, riverboat. And Rich Harris passes away, and then everybody's trying to figure out what happened, who did it, who did what. So we say that this is more for older audiences, obviously, because of the story, the subject line. It's not gory, right? It doesn't have a lot of blood or anything like that, but the concept of, a murder. But we do say it's entertaining, and it does have some... light moral elements to it.
Exactly. Well, and just in time, by the way, for the Super Bowl, I just want to remind everybody that American Underdog is now being streamed, right?
Yes, American Underdog is coming out on DVD, and that was a great movie, obviously, mm-hmm. About Kurt Warner's, life. And the thing about it is he had said he wasn't ever going to do a movie because people, had approached him unless it showed really his faith. And that was one of the big things for him, and we love that as Christians, right? Because we want to see great movies about faith and values, and so we're all about that.
Right. And then, of course, the love story of the marriage between he and Brenda and their family. And gosh, there's just so many subplots. If you wanted to go down any one of those roads and be blessed by this unique couple that truly complement one another and, you know, have been quite a testimony for, you know, for the Christian faith and an encouragement to believers.
I know they have a beautiful testimony of their marriage, and that was one of the things that he really said. He really wanted to show her commitment to him, and he took in her child and that relationship. And so it's a beautiful, you know, family dynamic in the movie and true life.
Yes, and just in time, you know, for the Super Bowl. And like I said, it's streaming now on, you know, in all the usual outlets. And it comes out on DVD, Blu-ray at the end of the month, February 22nd. But just to get warmed up for the Super Bowl, because, oh, yeah, that's right. Kurt Warner was involved in a couple of Super Bowls and was the MVP. And what a career and what a story, you know, from stocking shelves to the NFL, a dream come true for somebody who was, as he was going through the rigors of, you know, trying to become a professional football player. They referred to him as Pop Warner, you know, really kind of, you know, very condescendingly. But he kept his eye on the prize and, of course, reinforced by the love of Brenda and their marriage. And here he is, you know, to be the blessing that he's become. It's quite amazing, right?
Yes, it's a great, it's an inspiring story because remember he had a time period that he was working at a grocery store.
Yes.
So, you know, it's the American dream. It really is. And it's great that they're making movies like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about medical professionals. This is on the website at movieguide.org. They're saying TikTok promotes sexual content at the expense of young users.
That's right. The thing about it is you need to be, you know, very cautious if you have kids or if you have grandkids that are teenagers. They're on TikTok. TikTok is an extremely popular platform. And so, they, you know, they're really pushing, and even the algorithm will promote something that the girls are doing, dancing or any sort of thing that's promoting this kind of sexual stuff. And it's really horrible, you know. It's very damaging for a young girl, which we know, and it leads to a lot of, you know, eating disorders, and it leads to depression, and there's research on that, and our article goes into the research on that because it's very damaging. So, you know, be very mindful of what your child is looking at on TikTok or if your child is making, you know, TikTok actually runs on people creating the content. So your teenager could be creating this content and you don't know, and they're promoting this, you know, the algorithm is promoting this bad stuff. So just make sure you know what's going on.
And what is it doing in terms of opening up a portal to these sex predators? I mean, this
exactly.
is becoming, you know, a, you know, kind of a magazine of opportunities of these young girls that are just, you know, they're, I guess, in expressing themselves and being creative and thinking they're having fun. But it's at the risk of their own innocence, isn't it?
Exactly. They don't realize it. You know, I feel for the teenagers of today's day because many of the times the girls don't realizing how extremely destructive it is, right? And that you're exactly right, that these predators could get to them and, you know, horrible stories, you know, where it could be in sex trafficking. I'm not saying that everybody ends up doing that, right? It's
No, it's like but everybody. we know there's stories there and these sex predators, I mean, Evie, every time I'm reading something about, you know, we're talking, you know, professors in universities talking about, oh, it's okay to have sex with a three-year-old. I mean, this kind of, you know, conversation is being put out into the culture, and it normalizes stuff that you and I heretofore would be absolutely shocked and deem unacceptable and criminal. And they want to normalize this stuff.
Yeah, I mean that's absolutely horrible. The it's such a focus, all this sexual stuff and your orientation and all this kind of stuff is such a focus nowadays when, you know, we know as Christians, finding your worth in Jesus is your purpose. It is your identity. Is what, and it's the best identity that you can have because he brings peace and comfort and strength and all the things, you know, not that life isn't hard even when you're a Christian, but right. He will guide you and love you and give you the confidence. And that's what these teenagers are looking for. They're looking for confidence and they're looking for security and they're looking for someone to love them. And
exactly.
So, you know, if we can reach people for the hope of Jesus Christ, that's, you know, what we're called to do.
Well, and there's an appropriate time, as the Song of Solomon says, as a constant refrain and warning, do not wake up love before it's time. And, you know, so it's wisdom that we need to embrace and impart to our young children as they're growing up in this incredibly impressionable world. And their minds are being pummeled with all this stuff, like Evie said, you know, this sex talk and sex stimulation and that. It is really scary. I mean, the options that are available to our kids today, it's frightening. And now more than ever, we as parents have to step up and be the vanguards, be the ones to protect them and understand it is a battle for their heart and soul.
Exactly. Exactly. I am on board with what you're saying for sure.
Well, let's talk about D.A.R.E. It's warning parents that HBO's Euphoria glorifies drug abuse, sex, and violence. Oh, well, here we are.
So this is, you know, along the same lines of what we've been talking about is because this show that's extremely popular called Euphoria on HBO, it's extremely popular with teenagers, and that is a very destructive show. Even the head of D.A.R.E., remember the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program, and they try to educate, you know, younger people to not use drugs. Even they say, don't watch the show. The show's, you know, has excessive drug use. It's got sex and violence. Even the lead actress in the TV show says, don't. Zendaya, who's also a producer of the show, says, don't have teenagers watch the show, even though they make the show for teenagers. So this is really hypocritical. But at the same time, be mindful. Like I always say, be mindful of what your teenager's watching. Don't watch it yourself. I wouldn't even say if you weren't a teenager to watch it. You know, it's
right.
Not you don't feel at the end of watching something like that, you would not feel uplifted, right? You would feel like, right. Wow, that was something that's negative and going to bring me down and going to depress me. There's no benefit to watching the show Euphoria.
Yeah, it'll send you straight to the shower because you wanted to get it off of you. We got less than a minute left real quick. The Oscars awarding movies people don't actually watch.
Yeah, so the box office, you know, they're nominating these movies that don't do well at the box office. They don't resonate with, you know, most of America and their movies that have, you know, progressive agendas to them or, you know, they just don't relate to families, to, you know, people who are going through real life trials. And they're just these movies that are trying to get across an agenda and they just don't do well at the box office.
Well, we got to leave it there. Evie Bear Carroll, host of Movie Guide TV, has been with us. We always appreciate her insight and time. And of course, she does come with a warning. And it's a healthy warning, right, Evie? We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamil.